Let me go to Charles. Hi, Charles.
Yes. How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'd just like to make a comment about the schools being open to make up for the snow days on Dr. King Day.
Yeah.
What is really surprising to me is the Andrew Brown Academy being open.
No.
Yes.
The Andrew Brown Academy is open today?
Andrew Brown is a man that walked along beside Dr. King in the Civil Rights Movement.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
You're trying to tell me on the same day that the late, great Andrew Brown's son was over in that historic church, St. John, commemorating Dr. King's birthday on something that Andrew Brown fought for, the school with his name, the school where his son is on the board, is open today?
Yes.
That's worse than Franklin Township. I need to call over to that school right now and find out what's going on.
All right.
I am stunned. I am shocked. Here I was beating up on Avon and Franklin Township. Andrew J. Brown Academy?
Yes.
That's like a school named after Nelson Mandela. Oh, I know where they are. Chris, I want you to dial 891. I'm going to put the number out on the real world. 891-0730. Tell them you're calling for me. Ask them, are they open? And if so, why? Before I go off. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's at... Sound like y'all just don't care about this holiday. Let's just end the holiday. Let's make this a work day. No time and a half if you got at work today. You get your regular time. Because obviously, we don't care about the holiday anymore. 239-1310. 239-1310's after news. Name is Moore after these. We have confirmed that the Andrew J. Brown Charter School is open today. Their spokesperson, which I don't think even is in the building, I think they're out of town, is now, they're trying to find the spokesperson. So they will call back. Oh, they really got to explain this. That's a mayor's charter school. I'm going to read you the names of some of the school board members here in a minute. I don't think they have followed the law and posted all their school board members, which they're required to do by law because there's only four school board members, and it's very unusual to have an even number of board members. Oh, the next school board meeting actually is tomorrow at 12 noon at the Andrew J. Brown Academy, 3600 North German Church Road. And I guess the Franklin Township is bad enough because they were the beneficiary of millions of dollars in DSEG money. The Avon is bad enough because, you know, all the African Americans, y'all moved out there to Avon and y'all, okay. But Andrew Brown Academy, named after a man who worked for years to make this day a national holiday. That's what Andrew Brown, that's one of his legacies. And you put his name on a charter school. And then on Dr. King Day, something he fought for, you don't observe the day. Let me read you. I'm not trying to embarrass some folks, but it's public record. The president of the board of Andrew J. Brown Academy is Reverend Andrew Brown's son, Dr. Tommy Brown. I wonder, does Tommy even know the school that's got his dad's name on it is open today? Vice President is Frederick Green. Treasurer Secretary is Richard Haley. Director is Stanley Singleton. It's a mayor's charter school. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Maybe we just need to just surrender the Dr. King holiday, give it back to white folks, call it a work day, and call it a day. Let me go to Anonymous. Hi there.
Hey, Amos.
Hi.
Well, how about this?
Okay.
Those schools that are open, and taking into account Dr. King was all for equality and us and black children and white children sitting side by side having equal education. If they have the school open, make it mandatory that these kids are getting a full dose of what Dr. King was all about versus, you know, kids sitting at home not doing anything because their parents probably have to work and not understanding what the holiday is about. And because it's not just about black kids, it's about white kids, Latino kids, to understand what Dr. King's holiday is really all about. Make it mandatory, if you are going to have open school, that you have some kind of curriculum in place that these students really understand what it was all about.
And that's the problem. They're not doing that in these schools because they're treating it as a regular day. One more day to get ready for ISTEP. One more day to get ready for this standardized test. I would love to think that instead of being out on President's Day, schools would spend the day talking about all 44 United States presidents from George Washington to Barack Obama. But we know that doesn't happen.
Right.
That's why I kind of got upset with some folks that were saying, well, these kids are out playing video games. Well, first of all, unlike President's Day, today every museum in town is free and has special programs geared around Dr. King. Every museum.
Yeah, but, you know, if the parents work, those kids aren't in those.
No, that's a point. The other thing that I'm stunned, the Franklin Township got me this morning because of all the whole DSEG and the money involved. But this Andrew Brown has me floored.
Yeah.
That would be like in South Africa, they name a school after Nelson Mandela. And you know they're probably going to create Mandela Day in South Africa at some point.
Right.
But then a Mandela school would be open on Mandela Day. That's crazy.
But you know what? They get it more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they absolutely get it because, I mean, as a country, I think they have more skin in the game.
And I don't want to hear from Andrew J. Brown Academy, well, this was the only snow day we could take. No, you could tack it on at the end of the school year or take a day out of the 2 weeks. I'm going to look up their calendar and see whether they got one of those 2 week intersessions.
But you know, when we moved out to Avon and Franklin, I mean, or Brownsburg, nobody did their research. They just moved because they said, oh, let me get out of Pike. Let me get out of Washington Township. I mean, people just moved because, you know, lower cost housing. Nobody does that research that you're
No, absolutely. And I think also people forgot. Originally, the schools didn't do a holiday out of the goodness of their heart. People had to fight for it. They had to fight for it in IPS. They had to fight for it in the townships. It wasn't just this. The schools woke up one day and said, oh, we're going to have a holiday. We get it.
I tell you, I lived in I lived in Chicago for a while. And for Martin Luther King Day, they had to have, I forgot his first name, but Pulaski Day.
Yes, yeah, that was the compromise in Chicago. Yeah, we'll do the day for the black community. We got to do a day for the Polish community because Chicago had more Polish Americans than Warsaw.
Exactly.
And then on the other side of the coin, now using your logic, were those kids in all the Chicago public schools taught the history of the contributions of Polish Americans? That is a great story.
I don't know.
All right, good points, my sister. I appreciate it. Let me go to Counselor Duke Oliver. Hi, Councilman.
Yes, how you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
I was listening to your story today program, and I played a small part along with the late Senator Glenn Howard. He organized the black workers in the auto plants here in Indianapolis, and I was part of the MOE, which was Movement for Opportunity Equality. And one of the things we did was that on Mondays at St. John Church, Reverend Brown, he'd have, you know, the Martin Luther King holiday thing and try to get some traction on that. And what we did here in Indianapolis, it's not go to work. Those of us that would support that,
right,
we took our work on that day, and we didn't spend quote-unquote black dollars that day, try to have some impact to draw attention to the significance and importance of having a holiday named after this great American. Up to and including, do you remember the fight out there in Arizona, how the, they want the Super Bowl and they couldn't get it? Well, the black football players were going to boycott the Super Bowl if the state of Arizona didn't ratify that national holiday. So it was a role that many of us played here in Indianapolis in support of the national effort. But to hear that Reverend Brown, something named by a school named after him, and to have this treated kind of lightly, it'd be interesting to hear from those that made the decision to open school today, that what was the, I'd be curious to know what their curriculum was when it comes to black history and black contribution in this country.
You know, I'm on their website of the Andrew J. Brown Academy, and I'm trying to find their calendar. And when I click on the calendar, it says page cannot be found.
Maybe that is the reply, that the page cannot be found. But Dr. Brown, Reverend Brown, played a big role in the movement in trying to make many of us aware the importance of joining the civil rights movement and issue that came before us at that day. And to if the late Senator Glenn Howard was here.
Glenn would be in his car on his way.
He
would be on his way to Andrew J. Brown Academy. He would be picketing. If he was picketing the school all by himself.
Bob DeFrance down there. Bob DeFrance was, he was a voice for the missing education of black children trying to get something done there. He was a voice that many of us were slow to gravitate to and catch on to, because we just didn't quite understand all the things and the impact of the things that the allegations he was making. And we found out they were true, what he was saying. And we got in kind of late, but we're still fighting, Amos. And hopefully the people over at the Andrew J. Brown Academy will have some. We'll not do this again next year.
All right, 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. Chris, did they mention that the PR person was somebody named Truscott? And they didn't bother to give you Truscott's number that they have on their public website? Come on. Here we go. You ready? His name is Truscott Rossman. No, I take that back. John Truscott. The company is Truscott Rossman. Area code 517-487-9320. 517-487-9320. I'm not saying anything out of school. It's on their public website. Call John Truscott now. And it's a very simple question. Why in the Sam Hill is a school named after an Indianapolis civil rights leader who fought to make this day a holiday? Why is the school in his name open? And I don't want to hear snow day. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. Let me go to Mike right quick, then we'll take a break. Hi, Mike.
Amos, you will be proud of me. I pulled a little Junior Amos, and I've called that school 3 or 4 times. And I get somebody different each time. This last one, I just basically laid on the line. Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? So I know your show and the impact you had probably got those folks not knowing what to do right now, but they deserve everything that they got. Now, we all do the same thing for Avon and Franklin. So I just want to let you know I spoke for you because I know you couldn't come. I did it for you, big dog.
You know, like I said, here's the thing where I think Andrew Brown now is more serious than the Franklin and the Avon.
Right.
In Franklin Township, African Americans is about 6 or 7% of the student body. In Avon, it's about 7 to 9%. Andrew J. Brown is virtually all.
I understand.
Virtually.
And I know. Oh, my God. I just can hear it in their voice how scared they are, man. The tidal wave that you're down. But still, whether it's 6% or 9%, that's a sign of disrespect for those schools out there, Brownsburg, Avon, whoever it is, to open on the day. And they know when people got a hold of, it was going to fuel controversy, and it was a controversy that they were willing to accept, and they basically said, we don't give a damn. I love you, Amos.
I appreciate it. Somebody find my good friend, Dr. Tommy Brown. A, did he know that the school named after his dad, that he is the president of the charter school board, was going to be open today? Did he sign off on that decision? Or did the charter school company that runs that charter school, did they just tell the people at Andrew Brown, well, you will be open today? I'm trying to find their calendar, but the calendar is not listed on their public website, which might be a technical violation of some law or regulation. 239-1310, 239-1310. Staff's News name is We'll Take a Break. Chris is trying to find the approved spokesperson for the Andrew J. Brown Academy, named after the venerable civil rights leader who fought for so much in this city, including this day to be Dr. King's Day, and the school named after him is open. That is the most that is probably the most absurd thing I've heard in 40 years. It's Afternoons with Amos on Dr. King's Day, disrespected by Franklin Township Schools, Avon Schools, and the Andrew J. Brown Charter. If somebody tells me about some other charter schools over today, I may dog about too. It's Afternoons with Amos after these. Got a text message at 37890. Get engaged. Just text Amos to 37890. Said that back in the day, Reverend Andrew Brown brought throngs to the State House to push for Dr. Martin Luther King to be a holiday, both at the city level and at the state level. And somebody else texted me to remind me that Brownsburg schools are closed. Now, you know, if Brownsburg can be closed, what's with Andrew J. Brown? We've been in touch with the PR people. They're out of state in some strange area code 5. I don't know where 517 is. Let me go to the phones and anonymous. Hi there.
How you doing? I just like to say, together we stand, divided we fall.
Mm-hmm.
Our great-grandparents and our grandparents, they stood together for the issues at hand. We're not standing together. We're a self-centered people. So black people is just falling by the wayside, just like the laws, the Just Cause laws. I done been down there to the state house many times addressing that. Well, we put it on the bill, but it don't never pass. Mm-hmm. That's just to hold us in chains, because at will means if I don't like you, I can fire you. And then that brings hardship to the black family. So as long as we don't stand on the issues, then we're going to fall. So we're not standing up for our rights. We done gave them back. So the more we give them back, the more they're going to take away from.
Well, and here's, I hear all your point. I'm looking at people on Twitter trying to tell me that, well, the kids ought to be in school on Martin Luther King Day. You know, I don't see anybody in the white community saying the kids ought to be in school on President's Day. I don't hear anybody saying the kids ought to be in school on Memorial Day. I don't hear anybody saying kids ought to be in school on the day after Thanksgiving. I don't hear anybody saying that these 2 and 3 week long spring breaks are too long. Let's cut them back to when they were just a week. So why is it the only school holiday when predominantly whites, and Abdul, say that, oh, the kids ought to be in school, is on Dr. King Day? They don't say it for President's Day. They don't say it for any other holiday but the holiday for Dr. King. Sounds like hidden racism. Yes, I said it. 239-1310, 239-1310's Afternoon's Name is back to another anonymous. Hi there.
Yes, I just had a comment.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not... It is the general disrespect, but our disregard for institutions in this country, period. An example of that, you know, Thanksgiving used to be a day of thanks. Now it's a day of shopping. Lack of respect. Veterans Day anymore doesn't have the same meaning as when I was growing up.
You're absolutely right.
So I just think it's just attitudes, period. Now, I do believe if the kids are in school today, you know, there should be some sort of convocation where they watch. I mean, there are plenty of good documentaries about the civil rights era and Dr. King that, you know, that the schools can view, I mean, to do something.
But I understand that, but here's why that's a false argument. If there had been no snow 2 weeks ago, then all of those Dr. King programs and convocations would and should have already occurred in those schools.
Oh yeah,
the false argument is, oh well, we're having special convocations today. Well, excuse me,
I'm not using that as an excuse. No, I'm saying if they, you know, I'm not using that as an excuse for them being open today. I mean, I heard a lot of schools going to be open, you know, on this day and President's Day, and I also think it's a victim of this time of year. If it was, I don't think we would be having this conversation if Martin Luther King Day was in June. If it was in June, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
You know, that's an interesting point. The other thing is,
and a lot of kids, but these are kids, and you have to think about children mentality. You take away their vacation day, you know, you say, oh, we'll take your day in May or June, but when the day instead of getting out June 2nd, you're going to get out June 3rd. They may even rather go to school today, but those are children. They don't understand the significance of where we've come from and where we've been.
Not being an educator, but just being, you know, a business person with common sense, I would say if you're supposed to have 180 days and you assume you might lose, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 days to snow, I tack it on to the end of the year, still plan to end school on a date certain, and have 5 extra days to play with. And you tell everybody up front, if we don't have the snow, we're going to end on June 1st. If we get snow, we run the risk that school won't end until June 6th.
I remember years, it may have been 20, 25 years ago, the makeup of snow day, kids went to school on Memorial Day. It was near riot. They had to go to school on Memorial Day. It was near riot. And, I mean, back when I was going to school, if you told me you were going to tack on 10 days after May 31st before I get out, I would have rioted. Because that means you're cutting off. Then I have to go back to school in September, and you're cutting off my vacation.
And the other thing is, this was when spring break was just 1 week.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
See, now this whole intercession thing, because come on. Ain't nobody going to Disney World for 2 weeks.
No.
You ain't doing Cancun for 2 weeks.
No. I think, you know, when I look at this day, my concern is what those who are not in school, what are we doing, or what are we learning, or what are we teaching our children about this day? If you're not in school, please just not have your children sitting at home playing video games. There's so much to be learned. I mean, every year you learn something new. There's a nuance about that era that you learn. And everyone should be out, you know, participating in the holiday.
All right. Good point, my brother. Let me go to Ramona at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hello there, Amos.
Hi.
How are you?
I was fine till the Andrew J. Brown hit me.
I know. Yeah, what I wanted to say about the Martin Luther King holiday is that, you know, I went to a black school in the South in Mississippi. I went to Mississippi Valley State University in 1968 when Martin Luther King was assassinated. We had a lot of protests and marches, and I had never participated in that, you know, being from Indianapolis, and it was a little scary. I know one time we had the state militia, which is, I guess, similar to the Mississippi State Police. Mm-hmm. They call it the state militia, and they were called in, and we were kind of like at the edge of the campus protesting and marching, and all these troops came in, you know, with boots on and helmets and shields over their face, and they had the guns and rifles pointed at us. You know, I guess if we made a wrong move, you know, we could get shot. And we marched and we marched, and finally they sent in buses to take us to Greenwood, Mississippi, which was the nearest town. And that's where they took our pictures, our mug shots, and fingerprinted us. And then they put us back on the buses and they drove us to the famous Parchman State Penitentiary, which is very famous, you know, for the man on the horse with the gun and the prisoners working. But anyway, we got to Parchman State Penitentiary. They had this great big gate, looked like it was about 50 feet tall, that opened automatically to let the buses in, and they had the man up in the air in the guardhouse with the gun pointed, you know, toward the the ground and everything. Right. And they put us in the penitentiary, but I think we were there for like two days, you know. And of course, by me being from up north, I gave my aunt's address, you know. I didn't want them to think I was a northern instigator, you know, down there to start trouble. But it was interesting. So when I came back to Indianapolis, I really felt like I was kind of militant on the militant side. Right. I had gotten a job with the Indiana State Police. And during the when Martin Luther King Day came, they didn't want to let anybody go to the services that they had down at the Indiana, right, at the convention center. And I was very upset, and I contacted the head person over the entire state police of Indiana, and I talked to him, and he said, well, yes, you all are free to go. You know, I think it was an hour and a half. We had to be back in an hour and a half. And so there were only two other blacks that were working with me, two black girls. It, you know, we were just with an office full of all white people. So I told them, I said, come on, let's go. We can go. I said, the superintendent, the head of the state police, you know. So anyway, they were scared. They said, oh, we might lose our job. I said, don't worry about it. I said, damn it, get up, let's go. And, you know, they jumped up and we left. And we went to the service, and the other whites in the office, they protested. They quit work. They just sat and they did nothing until we got back. I just thought that was terrible, but, you know, this was just an experience I had.
And that's a great experience. I hope all those black parents that live in Franklin Township and in Avon, who seem to be happy and content that their kids' schools are open today, then what, you know, you need to find out what curriculum have they done today.
Yes.
They should have asked this caller to call out there and teach those kids some of that living history. I appreciate it. Let me go to Pierre right quick at 239-1310. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Amos. I would be willing to bet that some of those superintendents called each other and asked if they were going to be open today, because who would want to be the only superintendent open today on Martin Luther King? I'd be willing to bet they did that.
Well, it's not the difference is the group that is open. Aren't diverse. The only ones that have diversity, any kind of halfway decent diversity, is Franklin Township and Avon. And then the Andrew Brown is just totally off the wall and ridiculous.
Well, where we only have a few kids, those districts that remained open, I'd be willing to bet that their superintendents spoke to each other, and the news should see if the, you know, they did. But the other thing I wanted to bring up was Dr. King was killed standing up for workers, standing up for the sanitation workers and the unions. And I wonder what Dr. King would think about the allegation that I laid against Amazon for breaking into my car, and then, you know, and the other unions not standing up with me. And other folk, you know, I even tried to get a hold of the Reverend Jesse Jackson several different ways, even spoke to somebody close to him, never heard a word from his organization. So I don't know if they got close to him anyway. But when you can see what's going on with workers, when you can get fired for standing up for your labor rights, and not one group, not one organization, you know, even bother to look into it, and then you have a Justice Department that's not interested in force and labor rights, you know, You know, we all go to the right. Dr. King celebrations and we speak great words, but when it comes down to action, a lot of our leaders are simply not doing the work. And I want to thank you for taking my call.
All right, let me go to Tim at 239-1310. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, Amos, this is Tim. The reason, a lot of the reasons, I don't know about Indianapolis, but a lot of the reasons in southern Indiana that the people don't take off today because they don't realize, they realize that this day is a fallacy and it never really happened because Stevie Wonder in the 80s went to see another idiot called Ronald McDonald Reagan who had Alzheimer's and convinced him to make Martin Luther King Day a national holiday. If you know your past and you know your history, King was a plagiarizer, a philanderer, and definitely he stole Archibald Carey's speech from the 1952 Republican convention.
And what does this, wait a minute. What does this have to do with the price of eggs?
Went to the feds in 1977 to have his.
All right. Steal. Okay. Wait. Okay. So now you have ruined this holiday. So what is your point? All right. So you don't. Wait. What is your point? You don't like Dr. King. You call up on this show to say you don't like Dr. King. Why? What? Evil gene possessed you on Dr. Martin Luther King to call a black talk show and say you don't like him. What? I'm just curious. What evil spirit possessed you to do that? Oh, do. 239-1310. See, this is why I need a holiday and teach it in the schools on a different day. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there. They coming out to woodwork.
Hey, how's it going, my friend?
I was fine until I heard about Andrew J. Brown Academy, and then we've all gone. What's up? Real quick.
I think all schools should be open all year round because we don't celebrate the holidays how they're supposed to be. Got a generation have lost the fire. You heard Don call in and talk down about that song. So, you know, that generation don't have no fire. We must separate these kids away from the dead souls that keep calling this show. Thank you, my friend.
All right, 239-1310, 239-1310. Now, somebody sent me a text message at 37890. Evidently, they have talked to the principal at Andrew J. Brown, and that allegedly the reason it's being open is so they can pass the I-STEP test. No. They're probably using as the excuse, well, we missed 5 days. Let me take them at their word. If that is true, and given who the school is named after, then common sense would have been to tell the community so we wouldn't have been blindsided on Dr. King's Day. 239-1310. Somebody else sent a text message on the previous call of the Klan. Needs no hoods to call anonymously on the radio on Dr. King Day. Back to the phone and another anonymous. Hi there.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
And I just wanted to say I'm glad you have ability for people to call in because the truth will set them free. Apparently, when you tried to presented him with the truth, he was unable to speak and therefore hung up the phone.
Yeah, you got that right.
But I wanted to actually highlight a good point on this day is I think it was good to hear some of the people call in and share some of the stories. I think that's what's missing, that we get those people more in because the young folk have an interest and the excitement to learn about Dr. King and don't really sometimes see the relevance except where they hear firsthand stories from people in the community as opposed to in school, because that puts what we hear into practice, live testimonies, people that actually witness that, and it gives us some inspiration ourselves, how we can maybe do similar activities and get involved in the community, and not just in terms of rallying, but just in terms of staying up for what's right.
No, you're absolutely right. And see, I would want to know these schools that elected at the last minute to open today, and then they're turning around and say, well, we got special programs for Dr. King. No, you probably took the special programs you planned for earlier last week and just moved them to today. Did you take the time?
Right.
let's say, did you take the time to go out and get some civil rights, local civil rights heroes and sheroes? Did you take the time to get extra resources? Did you take the time to call a school convocation in each one of your schools? Did you take the time, like IPS does a master convocation, and then they send it out by video link to all of the schools?
The bad thing is that when I saw their schools in 2 hours delayed, and I learned that schools were actually in service, I was stunned. And then learning about Avon and other schools just shows you once again that when the opportunity presents itself, there's people behind the scenes that will inevitably lead to students not getting educated. And like you said, there definitely needs to be a response warranted from the school corporations why they allow the students to go to school.
All right, good points, my brother. I appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310 is afternoon's name. We are still waiting. Chris is waiting. I know they're not going to call before 3 o'clock, and those are the spokespeople for the Andrew J. Brown Academy. So what's going to happen? They're not going to call before 3 o'clock. So then that means I'm going to have to put on our website, praiseindy.com, a story about a school named after an esteemed civil rights leader who fought for the Dr. King holiday, whose school was open on Dr. King's Day. And I'm going to have to say, and we reached out to the people with Andrew J. Brown Academy, and they were too busy to respond. Let me go back to the phones and another anonymous. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
This is not about today, Martin Luther King Day, but it's something that I felt led to share. We've been having a lot of crime. I'm not saying that this is why, but I'm in the process of trying to get a few food stamps. It is not easy to get food stamps. It's difficult. And that may be some of the reason that we're having so much crime.
All right, good point. I appreciate it. Let me go to Robert at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing today, Amos?
I was fine until I heard about the Andrew J. Brown School.
Yeah, well, I just got in, caught the tail end of it. But, you know, what really grieves me is the fact that we talk about his great achievements, which it was. He was in the vanguard of bringing about the rights that we enjoy today. But hey, let's get real. Indianapolis, Indiana, ever since I've been in the city, is a racist culture. And we got to stop trying to integrate the housing areas and what have you, and demand that we be given the same quality of education within our community, in our housing area, as in the Caucasian area. This white culture in Indianapolis is bent on destroying black families. They bring narcotics into our neighborhood. They bring guns into our neighborhood and isolate themselves, knowing that when the guns are used, it's going to be used in black-on-black crime. And we come up with an integration plan, send our kids out to the various suburban schools, and the teachers out there is hostile towards them. They're not going to emphasize great education and try and teach the black kid. So what we got to do, we got to demand as a community and as a people that we want the same quality of education, regardless of how much it costs, in our neighborhood as it is in Avon's, Carmel, and in the other school corporation.
I appreciate it. 239-1310. Let me go to Jeff right quick. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing there, Amos?
I'm fine.
You know, Amos, I'll tell you what, Amos, you can say what you want, but, you know, your radio program is a threat to white supremacy. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Okay.
What? Jeff?
Right.
Jeff?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm waiting on you.
Oh. Okay.
I think Jeff's having another conversation. Jeff, are you still with me? Let me go to Laverne at 239-1310. Hi there. Hi, Laverne. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, Amos. I just want to make a comment to the lady who called about the problems with food stamps and how that may relate to crime. And I just want to tell her that I'm so sorry she's having problems with her food stamps, but please do not make an excuse for crime, for that being the reason for crime. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, no, I see your point. Let me ask you this whole thing about a school named after somebody that helped to make this a holiday, not taking the day off.
Yeah, I just came on the tail end of that. That's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, Amos.
You know, if the school had been named Longfellow, okay, I could get it. I could understand it. But it sounds like somebody over there wasn't thinking.
You're right. You're absolutely correct.
You know, and I'm not holding my breath whether I will hear from a spokesperson from Andrew. See, they won't even let the people at the school talk to the media.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I got to talk to someone out of state, not even somebody in town, somebody out of state who wouldn't know Andrew J. Brown's legacy if it ran over them in broad daylight on Meridian Street. Anyway, I appreciate it, Laverne.
Good comment.
Let me go to Tanya at 239-1310. Hi there. Tanya? Tanya going once? Tanya.
Hello.
Are you calling from the moon? Where are you, girl?
In my car.
Okay, what's up?
Driving to a white woman's house who happened to be stuck outside, and they need to put Black history back in school.
Amen.
So they can learn what it's all about. It's not about who did what. It's about what we can do now. Okay?
I'm with you when you're right, my sister. I'm with you. I appreciate it.
You know what? I am pulling up. This is my client.
Yeah.
She said her wheelchair was stuck outside. I don't even supposed to work today. But I came over here to help her, and she said she needed toilet paper, and I'm bringing her toilet paper.
Amen.
And some other stuff.
You are taking care of folks the way Dr. King would have wanted you to do. I appreciate it, my sister. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. Oh, you know, Dr. King, you know, preached at Andrew J. Brown's, church, which is probably something the spokesperson for the Andrew J. Brown Academy doesn't even know. Let me go to David right quick at 239-1310. Hi, David.
Hey, hello, Mr. Brown. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I want to make a statement and a comment to that idiot, because I know he's probably still listening. I was raised up. I'm 59 years old, so I came up in King's era.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. King did the thing that he would. His dream is coming and has come to fruition. All right, but that just tells you and shows you that prejudicism is. No, it's still undercover with most.
Yep.
Okay, and then you get those jackasses that wants to call and upset the Black community. That's why the black community is staying to themselves away from the Caucasian nationality, because in matter of fact we're still. Have the prejudice. I don't care what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Still have the undercover Klans, and Indiana is most definitely, I'm agreeing with that young lady, Indiana is most definitely still racism.
All right, good points. Let me go to Tammy right quick at 239-1310. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I feel like it is wrong that Avon and Franklin schools are closed because, for one, obviously, they don't know their history. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Martin Luther King is a national holiday to me. So I feel like it's wrong for them to be open.
And then what do you think of Andrew J. Brown? The school's named after a legend who walked with King, marched with King, and fought for his holiday in this town. And
that's
that school is open.
I hear where you're coming from, man. I feel you. That's ridiculous.
I can't wait. I can't wait to talk to the spokespeople tomorrow because obviously they are too frightened to get back with me today.
So, I feel you. I know because you know what? They should be ashamed of themselves for that situation.
All right. I appreciate it, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
All right. We got time. It's Dr. King Day. We got time. Let's sneak in one more. Obviously, Thursday, the people who are opposed to the Indiana marriage amendment, the amendment, proposed amendment that would define marriage as between a man and a woman, these are the folks that are against that amendment, HJR 3. They will be with us live on Thursday. Tomorrow, the folks with the Indianapolis Marion County Public Library will be with us live. And I'm looking over at Chris. Chris, are they, let me guess. I tell Mark to hold. I'm going to end the show. Then I'm going to come over there and talk to him right quick because they don't have a reason yet. And we'll find this out tomorrow on this mystery. Have a great and safe remainder of the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. Observed in the nation. Observed by Wall Street. Observed by a lot of people in business. Observed by a lot of our schools, but not by Avon, Franklin Township, and the worst cut of all, Andrew J. Brown Academy. I'm Amos Brown. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, live at 1.